The Alaska Democratic Party is taking its fight with the State Division of Elections to the Alaska Supreme Court. The Democrats filed suit this week against the State and Elections Division Director Gail Fanoumiai for allowing lists of write-in candidates to be viewed on request at early voting polling places. The Republican Party of Alaska joined the suit with the Democrats, and the Lisa Murkowski campaign joined the suit on the side of the state. A lower court ruled the lists at polling places was a violation of the state's election laws. The state then appealed the matter to the Supreme Court. The state's highest court decided late yesterday to stay a superior court decision that would have blocked the lists from being available to voters wanting assistance on a write-in vote. The Supreme Court gave the plaintiffs until today to file a response. The Democrats filed for a review of the superior court decision late this afternoon. Patty Higgins is chair of the Alaska Democratic Party. She says the party will continue to fight against having the lists at polling places.
The court said, tell us why we should or shouldn't uphold the lower court's decision. And we are saying, here are the reasons we believe you should uphold the lower court's decision. Here is where we disagree with the state's argument.
Plaintiffs in the case say the lists give write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski an unfair advantage. The state has filed for expedited review of the case and has asked the Supreme Court justices to hear the case before the close of business on Friday.